So as a parent, I look back to the time when my kids were babies and as they became toddlers, and I cherish those periods. I love those times when, as I saw them growing up from infants. And it has changed our technology, where it used to be just based upon memories that you could look back on those things, and we had black and white photos, we had videos, and now we have HD, so I can look back with great clarity to see what my kids were like when they were at their early stages of development. But growth and development aren't static. They aren't things that stay the same for forever. Babies learn to crawl, toddlers learn to walk, and eventually to run. And by design, infants become adults, mature into adults. That's how God created us. It is inevitable that we grow. In fact, that's the purpose of why we were created here. Seeing what the future holds for my children by becoming adults is something I equally cherish and I equally look forward to. God looks at us spiritually in the same way. He wants us to develop as babes, but to grow, to mature, to not stay as those babes. He eventually wants us to grow so that we mature enough to become part of His spiritual family, members of His eternal family. And God isn't static. God continuously grows, as should our understanding in His way of life. The plan of God is something that we are all aware of that plan, of what He's doing for each one of us. And it's critical for our growth in that plan to be part of God's family, that we don't stagnate in our growth. That we don't grow too fond of or want to stay in our old state or go back to our old state. We read about that is impossible. We cannot go back once we have put our hands to the plow. Because when we do that, we forget what it is God is providing for us in our future. And we know, it's not saying that God doesn't cherish how we were when we first came to understand Him. He loves that part of our spiritual birth. Luke 15. That time when we changed, when we became, in essence, babes in Christ. Luke 15 and verse 10. And this is Christ speaking. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. When we went under the water, when we became spiritual entities, when we took on God's Spirit, His realm rejoiced. God rejoiced at that moment. Heaven was excited at that birth, at our birth, when we repented, when we drew closer to God. I guess we should ask then, is heaven still rejoicing over us today? Luke 15, also in back a few scriptures, in verse 7, we read Christ is also speaking, I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. And here's the key. Then over 99 just persons who need no repentance. If we stop needing God's repentance, if we stop growing, if we become or come to a state that we think, well, I'm pretty good right here, I don't have to continuously grow, heaven's not going to be rejoicing over us. God in His realm loves the fact that we grow, that we change, that we repent of who we were, and we get up and become somebody different, become closer to God and to fulfill His plan. God's plan was not designed to nurture babies forever. We were designed to grow spiritually, just as we have been designed to grow physically. You can't stop those cells growing until our bodies, our physical beings, die. We continuously grow and we age. So Paul dealt with this issue in his ministry when he spoke to Corinth. If you will turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3. First Corinthians 3 and starting in verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. For you are still carnal, for there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, and are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? You know, Paul was saying he had to go back. Those people reverted back and never grew into spiritual mature adults. They stayed as those babes, and he couldn't talk to them as adults because they refused. They were stuck in their own carnality. And that's something we can fall into a trap as well. And he later denounced the brethren for their lack of growth in the correct areas of their lives. In 1 Corinthians 14, and in verse 20. 1 Corinthians 14 and 20. Brethren, do not be children in understanding. And that's the key. We cannot stay as spiritual babes. We have to grow. We have to become more day by day. Because, and however, in malice be babes, but in understanding be mature. Leave behind those things, those carnal things that we initially, when we became babes, when we became in the spiritual, or born in the spiritual body, those things we left behind will drag us down. We have to leave them. You know, Satan's greatest coup is to stop spiritual growth amongst God's people, amongst God's elect. If we stop growing, each and one of us, brethren, that have God's Spirit, if we stop growing, we will not mature enough to fulfill our role in God's family. It's that simple. We cannot be part of God's family if we just stop. If we're satisfied with where we are today, we have to continuously improve upon ourselves. We have to live our lives with that attitude. If we do, then we can and we will fulfill our roles in this family. You know, so much has been given to each and every one of us, brethren, those of us with God's Spirit. This fantastic blessing has requirements, and that requirement is for us to continuously grow. Peter mentioned and talked of this great opportunity. If you will turn with me to 1 Peter 2. First Peter 2, starting in verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. That has to be the initial kick, the initial focus as we come to understanding and to repentance of God. Continuing in verse 3, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. And this is talking about us, about those, about our elder brother and those of us that are following after him, of what is in store for us. In verse 5, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion the chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and the stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. Those people that refuse to grow, that stagnate in their spiritual understanding. And finally, in verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness unto his marvelous light. And that's who we are, brethren. That's the opportunity, this great, fantastic opportunity through God's Spirit that we have to become his chosen people. You know, this opportunity is so precious to God that he's given each one of us, that he allowed his Son to be sacrificed for it. Christ died so that we could have this opportunity to grow and not to stagnate. Finally, in Hebrews 9 and verse 15, you can see why we are called unto this life. Hebrews 9 and verse 15, and for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called, and this is you and me, brethren, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And that is what we must strive towards. We can cherish those times in the understanding that we came to as babes in Christ, and that great opportunity that was presented before us that we chose to follow after. But we must grow from that. We must look towards greater things, greater spiritual understanding, greater growth amongst each of us. So, brother, never, ever stop what God has so graciously started within each of us.